the Fox Cities Score Chapter, and News Talk 1150 WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, here is Biz Talk.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're really glad you joined us on a sunny, warmer Saturday morning. My name's Tony Bush in the studio this morning with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Yeah, it's finally nice to see a little grass, some little springtime out there.
The golf clubs will be coming out soon.
Oh, yeah.
We have a really fun show for you this morning. If you have any children or grandchildren between the ages of 3 and 7, stay tuned. In fact, get the kids to listen to the show. Because our show this morning is going to be about Pony Place. It's a business owned by Linda McClernan, who started her company last July in 2015. And we're going to talk about how she started her business, what she does there, and why she did it. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Welcome to the program this morning.
Thank you.
Glad to have you here.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
But Linda, tell us a little bit about Pony Place, and what was the inspiration for Pony Place, and tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I'm going to start out by saying that it's spelled a little uniquely, Pony, and then we spell Place, P-L-A-Y-C-E. Mm-hmm. And we spell it that way because we want this to be just a very special visit that the children have with a pony. The visits are all centered around themes, and it's meant to be both educational and recreational, and the type of visit that really brings families together so that the whole family can enjoy this experience with a pony that's not quite like anything else you can get.
Well, the way you spell it is playful.
It is. And, you know, the visits are playful. When families come, they have a wonderful time. The visit obviously is centered around the child and the child's interests and love for a pony. But we try to make sure that the adults have just as much fun.
Yeah, and Linda, then, do you want to just tell us a little bit about your background and how that led to developing this concept?
Certainly. My background was in early childhood education. I was a substitute teacher for a number of years. I've been a leader in a variety of organizations with children, such as 4-H and Sunday school programs, and just loved working with children. But what I found was having horses, especially keeping them at home on my property, it was a significant job. And what I was finding was that I didn't have the time that I wanted to spend with my ponies, and my full-time teaching job was competing with that. So what I decided to do was put the two things that I love most together and still work with children and developing children's programs, but incorporate the ponies and invite them out to my place.
Well, wonderful idea.
Yeah, a lot of entrepreneurs are doing that. They have a hobby, they have a full-time job, and they make the decision at one point, just go ahead and launch that business and take it, you know, just take it to the limit. Mm-hmm. And your experience as a teacher gives you some insights into the relationship that can develop between a child and a little pony or a horse.
I think that's going to be a critical factor in the success of my business, that I can bring something to the experience with a pony that they might not be able to find anywhere else. Mm-hmm. I understand children, especially what they enjoy at a variety of different levels, and I try to build a lot of different experiences into their visit at my farm so that they learn something, and it's very hands-on.
So where are you located, Linda? Where's your farm located?
The farm is located a little bit north of Appleton. If you're familiar with where the Buchholz Nature Preserve is, we're just a few miles north of that. So it's very close, and I've found that we have attracted clients from as far as 2 hours away. Mm. Our reach is quite broad.
And you have a website and a phone number you'd like to share with us?
I do. I'd be happy to have you visit my website. It is at www.ponyplace.com. Again, with Pony Place spelled with P-L-A-Y-C-E. Mm-hmm. And my email is ponyplace@gmail.com.
Okay. And you have different programs out at your place. You have outings for families or little groups to come out there?
We do a variety of groups. Quite often, families will choose us for a special birthday experience for their child. And we also do birthday parties. The visits usually start with the children coming to the farm and meeting the ponies. I currently have four ponies. And then they come into the barn and they learn about pony care. We sit on what I call the big hay couch, which is I've taken just a lot of hay bales and made just this wonderful big couch. We can fit your whole family on it and all your friends. And we talk about the horses. And quite often I try to find out if the children have any experience with animals already. And then I build on that. So I employ a lot of teaching skills to kind of get the kids comfortable in this setting, learn about what they already know, and have some fun teaching them some new things.
Perfect. We're going to learn more about Linda's Pony Place after the break. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Alberts and Haling, simplifying the steps towards success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Alberts and Haling CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at BankFirst. Bill, we know BankFirst was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. BankFirst will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of BankFirst, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
And welcome back to BizTalk this morning. We're glad you joined us. Our show this morning is featuring Pony Place, owned by Linda McClernand, located just north of Appleton, off of County Trunk A and Quarry Road, west on Quarry Road, maybe half a mile.
That's correct.
And that's where you can take your children or grandchildren to have a lot of fun with ponies and horses. Before we continue our conversation with Linda this morning, we'd like to tell you a little bit about our local SCORE chapter. Our SCORE chapter is the organization that brings you BizTalk each weekend, and we're really happy to do that. SCORE is a national organization. We have about 350 chapters around the country, probably 11,000 mentors in the country. And in our chapter, we service about a 7-county area going from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. We have about 52 mentors in our chapter, and we offer free confidential mentoring assistance for those who'd like to start a business or those who are in business and would like to grow their business. And we have experts in areas like marketing, IT, banking, accounting, HR. We have an attorney in our chapter who can offer mentoring advice, but she won't do any work for you unless you are her client. But she's able to give you some guidance on legal issues. So if you're interested in contacting SCORE to assist you with your business operation, you can look us up at www.foxcities.score.org, and you can apply for mentoring assistance on that website, or you could call us at the chamber at 734-7101. So, Linda, tell us a little bit about you told us in the first set the motivation for why you started this business, and after you've started the business since July, what have you come to realize that is really, what's your passion about this business?
Well, I absolutely love seeing children learn things, get excited about things, and really just gain more leadership. And one of the reasons that I wanted to start this program was because I saw just the positive effect that having horses and ponies had on my own daughter. She's an adult now, and I was at a point where I realized that she had moved on. She lives out in Reno at this point, and I wasn't finished sharing my ponies with other children. They just bring so much to the life of a child. There's so much children can learn. And I love teaching them. So I thought, it's just a natural, I need to keep doing this.
And the way you handle this, though, is different than what most people think of. It's not a training session. It's not learning, you know, riding skills and that type of thing, but you have different programs.
That is correct. And at this point, I am working with networking with other riding facilities in the area, that when I do get the children who have this passionate about riding and want to take it to the next level, I can hopefully have an established network to refer them to the disciplined sport of horseback riding. Mine is an introductory type of experience, and just one more recreational. For example, the children have a tea party with the pony. It's just the delightful, fun, charming things in life that people who are looking for just a really exceptional little visit with their children who loves ponies can come and relax. Once you start in riding lessons, it's very disciplined. It's a whole different flavor and feel. And I appreciate that and value that. But the heart of my business is more on the relaxation, entertainment, and enjoyment of the ponies. Okay.
When you first started, was that where you were headed with this, or has this kind of developed over the year as you've been going along?
It certainly has developed. I always take note of what my guests are truly enjoying and make certain that that is part of my program. One of the things that the children enjoy most is that this is very hands-on. The first thing they get to do when they come is to pet the pony. They love climbing on the hay. I teach them how to set a stall up. We talk about what a stall is. I always ask them, you know, this is the bedroom for the horse. Do you know what the name of that is? And we just have a real nice exchange, and it's so humorous to see the things that they come up with.
Kids will say the darndest
things. They do say the darndest things. And every visit is different from the next for that reason, and it is why the grandparents and the parents enjoy it as much, because quite often they don't get the opportunity to see their child in that setting where they're having kind of a very engaging back and forth with somebody.
Well, and not only with someone else, but with a horse.
Absolutely.
The horse becomes the outlet for the child to express themselves, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
And they're kind to the horse, and they care for the horse.
They get to actually pick up hay and put it in the stall. They get to find out the shavings and get that
do
set.
Do they get
in the
to pick up horse apples too?
They do not, but I always frighten them, because after they get the stall all set up, and I tell them that, you know, in the evening, then the horse will come in and sleep here, and then I always look at them and say, and then tomorrow morning you get to come back and help clean it up. And I always get some really interesting looks.
About how long does one of your programs last, one of your activities?
The visit typically lasts an hour. If my group starts at 1 hour for two children is about $45, and the price goes up from there based on if there are additional children, if we'll need more than one pony. My littlest pony will accommodate children up to about 45 pounds, and then I have larger ponies that will accommodate children up to about 95 pounds. So if I'm using more than one pony, or I have more than about four children, I always have an assistant there, and then the price goes up accordingly, and the visit may last longer.
Okay. We're going to take our next break right now, Linda. We'll come back on the other side, and we'll get into the longer segment and listen to you tell us about Pony Place.
Thank you.
Like a fun place to go with the kids. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Intellectual property doesn't have to be confusing. If you have an original idea and are considering patents, trademarks, copyrights, or protecting your company logo, let me partner with you and make it easy to build and protect your intellectual property portfolio. Legal Business Edge. Know your options. Call 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
You're out there, making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
Welcome back this morning. We're talking with Linda McClernand, who is the owner of Pony Place just north of Appleton, and we're finding out how much fun she's having delivering her services to young children, 3 to 7 years old, and parents and grandparents. We're going to continue our conversation with Linda in a moment. We'd like to tell you a little bit more about our SCORE chapter. In the last set, we told you a little bit about what SCORE does with their free and confidential mentoring, but we also do seminars. Randy, what's coming up on the calendar?
Right now we are in the process of doing the Simple Steps program. We had the first session last Wednesday morning, and now we will be having 4 more classes coming up each Wednesday night. The classes run from 6 until 9. Registration is at 5:30, and they're going to be held at our office at the Fox Cities Chamber Building, downtown Appleton. The classes will consist of, again, basic building of your business. It will also be doing a program on marketing, including the idea of how to use social media, that type of thing. The next one after that will be on financial planning, how to use all those wonderful financial forms and what they really mean,
balance sheet and income statement,
and how to understand them. And then, of course, the last one is the one that you'll be involved in, and that's where do I find the money?
The pot of gold.
Yeah, because everybody's looking to find out where those dollars are. So those are the programs coming up. As I said, they are from 6 until 9 each Wednesday, coming up now and between now and the 16th. They run $25 each, and we'd ask you to go out to the website, foxcities.score.org, and register out there for the program. You'll also see on there any and all other programs that we have coming up. We're going to be doing some partnership programs with CAP Services, and we'll have those up on the website as well to take a look at.
Cool. A lot of stuff going on. A lot of ways to learn how to make your business more successful. And I'd like to also mention that coming up on May 3rd, it's a Tuesday evening, we're going to be celebrating SCORE Appleton, Fox City SCORE Chapter's 40th birthday. We were started 40 years ago. So we're going to be having a little anniversary party that evening. Keep an eye on the website, www.foxcities.score.org. We are in the process of picking out a place. It's going to be a great evening. We're going to just celebrate SCORE Fox Cities having been here for 40 years, and we hope to bring up some success stories and some of the older folks who might still be around who were part of SCORE Chapter 40 years ago. So with that, we're going to turn back to Linda McClernand, who is the owner of Pony Place. Linda, we were talking at the last segment a little bit about what the child gets out of the relationship of being with the horse, but before we go further, tell us where you're located again. Your
I'm just a few miles north of Appleton, just a little bit west of Highway A, and off of Quarry Road. My website is at www.ponyplace.com. Again, place spelled P-L-A-Y-C-E.
Mm-hmm. A fun place to be with children, that's for sure. If you have a question for Linda, you can reach us this morning on the phone here at the studio, 281-1150, in Appleton, 281-1150. And if you're outside the area, you can reach us on the TDS Metrocomp toll-free line, 866-887-1150. Linda, what are some of the responses you get from the parents or the children after they've come to visit you?
Well, they always want to know when they can come back. And I'm just delighted to hear that because I'm happy to have them back. And no two visits are alike. My visits are often centered around a theme. So when the children make the reservation to come out, and we are by reservation only, I should add, one of the first things I ask is, what theme would the children enjoy? And we work off of themes like a princess and knight theme or a cowboy cowgirl theme. I actually have all the costumes right at my site so that the children, the first stop they do is come into the house and pick out something that would just be delightful to wear. They are thrilled. Then we walk down to the barn to meet the ponies, and they get to really be a princess in real life or a knight in real life. Sometimes I dress up the pony, too. The pony does turn into a unicorn.
Do they fly?
It does not fly. But so if the children have experienced the princess and knight theme, for example, and they want to come back at another time and, you know, have the cowboy cowgirl experience, the basic structure is the same, but it's a whole different experience.
You know, one of the things that you have in talking about that is on your website, I know there's a couple of pictures there. There's one delightful one with a pony with the little pink hat on, which is just cute. But that website is kind of part of your story, too, how you promote and how that came about. Can you tell us a little bit of background about developing that website? Because it's a very well-done one.
Yes, and I need to give a shout-out to the Bowserman Group in Reno, Nevada for that. My daughter is a digital marketing director out in Reno. And she has just really been right there for me since the start of this business. She was the one that has encouraged me. She was the one that invited a number of people to come over to the farm before I was even ready.
And said,
Mom, if this is going to go, we have to have a trial run. We have people coming at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
And I said, well, here we go.
Yeah.
And we got wonderful feedback from them. Then my daughter did go on to recommend a website. And I have to admit that this was a stretch for me. Thinking about investing the money in that way was an entirely new concept to me. I was very happy that SCORE did have even their marketing seminars so that when I had attended, and I am a graduate of the SCORE Simple Steps program, one of the things that they focused on was marketing, and that was something that was very foreign to me. I was very fortunate to have a daughter who stood right behind them with all of their suggestions and said, yes, you need to do this, and better yet, I can help you. And I took her advice. I was very happy to now partner with my daughter at an adult level and take her recommendations. And I do need to say that is the best investment I made was in my website because it is my digital presence. It's what people see about my business.
Linda, how did attending the Simple Steps program impact your business? You mentioned that you just attended that.
I did. In fact, just a year ago in January was when I decided that this needed to happen. I needed to finally pull the trigger. I've had this dream my whole life, really, for a number of years, and it was time to just make it happen. And I was just thrilled to see the support system I had, especially once I signed on for the SCORE Simple Steps. As I told Randy earlier, I didn't know what I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And attending the SCORE workshops not only put me in the direct contact with connections that could help me, but they helped me to think about things I might not have thought about that were important to starting a business.
I know, and it's part of your marketing concept, too. In addition to the website, you do a lot of networking, you mentioned, with other organizations and so on. How has that helped?
One of the things I like most about it is seeing the passion in other business owners. People who decide to pull that trigger and open a business need to be passionate about what they're doing. And there's something about passion that is just infectious. I did join the Fox West Chamber, so I'm in direct contact with a lot of business owners there. And we have a lot of nice programs as well where we can meet the other business owners and share our success stories. Everybody's had a story to get to where they're at, and it's just very helpful to hear what other people have experienced.
Yeah, you mentioned Fox West. I was at one of their meetings a couple of weeks ago, and I was just totally amazed for a luncheon meeting. They had 52 people there, as a small organization, and everybody was networking, getting to meet each other and find out what's going on. So, yeah, those are the kind of very, very important organizations that people need to be aware of.
Linda, we talked in the pre-show a little bit about your competition. and you had a really good observation about other horse places. You want to share that a little bit about how it pays to make referrals? And
certainly. And that is one of my goals, and I am brand new. I just opened in July of last year, so this will be my first full season. And I recognize the importance of getting to know other horse owners in the area and people who I can network with, that if I can't provide something to my client, I can refer them out. Because mm-hmm. of the size of my ponies, my program is limited to children who are about 95 pounds or mm-hmm. less. Mm-hmm. But we all know that all children love horses.
And even adults like
they do. Yeah. And while I'm working at ways that I can accommodate that, one of them being providing a cart ride instead of the horse ride so that older children could have a pleasant experience at my farm, I think it's valuable to network with the other equestrian centers in the area so that I can refer children out if there's something I can't provide. And by the same token, I have a really unique concept of having the tea party with the pony and something that other equestrian facilities can't offer.
Right.
Hopefully they'll send guests my way.
If you have a question for Linda this morning about her program or what she does or how she handles the children with the horses, give us a call at 281-1150. If you're outside Appleton, you can reach us at 866-887-1150. Linda, do you have a, for your business concept, we've talked about retirement a little bit, and you're not anywhere near retirement, but this is a real passion for you. This is something that you had mentioned you'd like to maybe take into your retirement?
Well, this is. And when I did leave the teaching profession and working full-time, I thought that this would be just a lovely little part-time thing to do at home to generate a little income. And I felt a little bit like I was just like just a small business coming in, not even as having employees. And now seeing what happened the first year of my business, I could easily see this business model expanding mm-hmm. to a larger location, a bigger facility, yes, employees. I'm not ready to make those decisions yet, mm-hmm. but it is exciting to see a business be so well received. It is exciting to see that it has the potential. And it's also very reassuring to see that SCORE is right here, that if and when I decide to grow, they're right there with all the tools and references and connections that I need to grow that.
And we didn't even prompt her to say that.
Nope.
So that was very good. Yeah, Linda, you said about growing and so on. In fact, you had an addition to your business this morning.
I did. I've had a very exciting morning already. I recognize that with the herd I had three, there were some certain things that I wanted to do a little bit differently with my program this year, and that necessitated getting an additional pony.
Okay.
Oh, shucks. And so I did find just the perfect pony for my program. However, he was out in Colorado.
Oh, wow.
I had him shipped, and he actually arrived 5 minutes before I needed to leave home to come here for the program.
I bet you can't wait to get
I can't wait to get home. There's a pony there.
What's his name?
His name is Sky. The reason I purchased Sky, I have another pony that will accommodate children up to 95 pounds. He's such a chunky little guy. The saddle doesn't stay on him very well. It slips. So he is a good bareback pony, but I needed a pony that a saddle would actually stay on. We don't want to have anybody falling off.
Right, okay.
So what are the names of your ponies, and can you describe their personalities a little bit?
Certainly. Well, my Arabian is China. She is actually a horse size. She's the one I bought for my daughter when my daughter was young, and she grew up on her. Just wonderful pony for giving demonstrations on gaits of a horse, the walk, trot, canter. When I have birthday parties, she's especially valuable as far as showing the children how a horse can move out. She has a lot of wow factor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The next one is Chief. He is my really round, roly-poly little Shetland pony.
Okay.
He loves to play. I'm looking at doing some things with him this coming year as far as for the kids for the birthday groups who like to actually try some obstacles and go over things with the horses to see how this works. So mm-hmm. he loves to play.
The Shetlands are very, very stable kind of pony.
He is. He's a nice, but he's especially playful. So he sometimes has more spunk than what I would like a pony to have, which is why I picked up Scott. Sky. Sky is the one that came in just this morning. Sky is very, very easygoing, very relaxed, the kind that children could stand and groom and pet. My Shetland does not lend itself to that so much. Mm-hmm. He's wonderful for those things, but he's not going to stand still for a lot of petting. This one is one that the children can stand and groom. And then my littlest pony is actually a miniature horse. She's just very tiny, just a wonderful little horse for a child's very first experience. I've had children as young as 1 year old ride Charm. Of course, the moms mm-hmm. are walking alongside, hanging onto them. Mm-hmm. But she is just an absolute babysitter for a horse.
Okay. You don't think of the personalities as that, but that's something then that the kids pick up on too, I would guess, at the parties and so on?
I do teach that. I figure that's part of my responsibility as an educator to, if the kids don't necessarily pick up on that, to point it out to them mm-hmm. as part of what they learn when they come to my facility, that all horses are not alike.
Well, it's a great way to teach a child how to get along with another being, maybe a horse or a dog, because we have to get along with people when we grow up. And those lessons are transferable, aren't they?
Absolutely. And one of the fun things that I do teach them, too, is to watch the horse's body language. The horses are telling you things all of the time. Yes. Are you listening to them? And I tell the children to watch their ears and watch their head. And
what's an example of...
Well, if a horse is angry, it will lay its ears back. Perhaps you've had the experience of seeing a cat do that.
Sure.
But if the horse is angry, that's what the look it will give you. And
okay.
There's no mistaking it.
What is a happy look from a horse?
They're relaxed. In fact, one of the things I teach the children, especially in birthday party groups, we lead the horse around what's called the outdoor round pen or corral before the lesson. And I ask them, does the horse look relaxed? And sometimes the horse does not. Mm-hmm. And I'll say, what is the horse showing you that makes you think it's not relaxed? And then when the horse is relaxed, you'll just see his neck will come down, his eyes will look relaxed, his ears are
cool.
Attentive but relaxed.
Kids pick up on that.
They And if they don't, I make sure I teach them.
We're going to take a last quick break here. We have a caller on the line, so please hold the line. We'll come back after the break, and we'll take your call. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business. From contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions, and governmental compliance.
Timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
Welcome back to BizTalk. We're talking with Linda McClernand, owner of Pony Place this morning, and we have a caller on the line. Good morning, Lila.
Good morning.
You have a question for Linda.
Yes. My sister, I have two sisters that have smaller children. Now, how many do you take in a group at a time?
Well, there's a variety of ways we can do this. I do take up to as many as 12. Once we do get that many, it is a different experience, and we do usually have an assistant and use several ponies. But we run the visit the same way in that the children meet the pony, they learn about it, they help take care of it, they groom it, they have a ride, they have a snack. So the more children, the visit usually is extended a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. And it's a little bit different of experience when you have that many children. But again, I've had just one child come with their grandparents and parents for a special day, and I've had as many as 12.
Okay. No, this would be about four, and that. Okay. And what would be the cost range, or how do you charge for this?
Well, the visit starts at $45 for 1 hour for up to two children. Any number of adults are always welcome at no extra charge, because we really encourage you to invite grandparents, special adults along. It is a very fun thing to watch. It's just cute. We also, I should mention, encourage, bring your camera, take photos. Mm-hmm. We try to set up a lot of really cute opportunities for you to get just adorable pictures.
Okay, that sounds great. All right, then, and I can find you on the internet at my pony place?
You can find me at www.ponyplace.com. Again, place spelled P-L-A-Y-C-E. Or you can call me at 920-931-2918. I do take appointments at any day of the week, and I set them.
Even in the winter.
Even in the winter, I tell people the horses are there, I'm there. As long as the weather cooperates and you're up for it, we'll have some fun.
Come on out.
Do you have like an inside arena, or is it always outside?
At this point in time, the arena is outside. The rest of the visit does take place inside the barn. So if it is rainy or particularly windy, those days don't lend themselves to visits. But otherwise, we'd be happy to have you. And we can, with small children, do rides inside the barn if we have to. It is big enough for a ride on the smallest pony inside.
Sounds great. Thank you very much. I appreciate hearing about this.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Lila. Thanks for calling in. I'd like to just acknowledge the sponsors who bring you BizTalk each weekend. The sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts & Haley CPAs, Legal Business Edge, that's Sarah DeBruin doing the legal business work for a lot of businesses here in the Valley, Bank First National. Also want to thank Candeo Creative for helping to sustain and maintain the BizTalkWithScore.com website. If you'd like to listen to some archived programs, you can go to www.BizTalkWithScore.com and listen to our archived programs. And finally, thank Jerry Mader and Larry Desch at the Business News for promoting our program and their biweekly periodical, the Business News. If you're not subscribed to it, for $20 a year, you really should be. It's going to help you grow your business, because you're going to stay informed of what's going on in the business community throughout the East Central Wisconsin. Linda, what do some of the kids say when they leave? Just what are some of the quotes that you recollect?
Well, I know that quite often they'll ask, when can I come back next?
Okay.
Sometimes there's a few tears involved.
The visit
is over and they're not ready for it to be. And I take that as a compliment. And usually, we find a few extra minutes to give the horse another cookie or something so that
one
they leave
time
on a good note.
Where are you located?
I'm located at N2757 Alphorn, A-L-P-H-O-R-N Lane in Appleton. We're just a little bit north of Quarry Road and west of Highway A, so very close to the Fox Cities.
Okay, we have to do a real quick biz tip, which we usually ask for at the end here, so we've got real short biz tip for
today.
Well,
my biz tip would be surround yourself with people who share your enthusiasm and passion, and break the big scary things down into little bite-sized pieces.
Great advice. Okay.
That's great. That's a great biz tip, and I'd even expand it. Share with other people and horses.
Absolutely.
To share the same interests.
Absolutely.
So,
well, yeah. Thank you. Thank
Linda,
you so
thanks
much.
Thanks for being our guest this morning. It was a
You're
great
welcome.
Program. Our guest next week is going to be Chris Kumacek with Fox Communities Credit Union. And we're glad you tuned in with us this morning. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.